It's the Morning Madness.
It's the Morning Madness. Welcome back onto the program. And now, yes, we've been receiving those text messages that this is the worst storm that we're probably seeing in over two decades. And how much rainfall is expected for... And the authorities have said that today and tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, we are expecting some more rain. So we'll be speaking to... Engineer Mohammed Rashid Al-Ghazal, who's the head of TSC Distribution at Sharjah Municipality, to learn a little bit more about the precautions and preparations that the civic bodies have taken in line with the rainy conditions ahead. A very good morning to you, Engineer Mohammed.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. Of course, I'm extremely delighted to be on your show. Today, I'd like to discuss about the extensive measures that Sharjah City Municipality has implemented to manage water accumulation and to ensure the safety and convenience of the residents during the rainy season.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this. Now, when we were driving into work this morning, things were looking calm. They're looking good. There's some puddles, not a lot of puddles. Things were looking good for the early morning commute. What's the situation on the roads now, and how well prepared is the team?
Of course, up to now, there are very minor water accumulation. Of course, you know, Sharjah City Municipality has already taken proactive measures and prepared for the expected rainfall. Of course, there have been several actions taken by the municipality to ensure the preparedness of the to manage any water accumulation. Of course, we started by ensuring that all the networks have been cleaned and the gullies have been cleaned to ensure that water can flow easily. In addition, the Sharjah Municipality has distributed around 131 tankers throughout the city of Sharjah. And that's to ensure that, you know, that the tankers will have a shorter commute time to manage any water accumulation that might happen. In addition, we have distributed around 109 mobile pumps throughout the city so that they can remove water accumulation, especially in areas which might be known to have water accumulation in the city.
It sounds like a lot is going on behind the scenes when it comes to dealing with these puddles. But, you know, it's inevitable when you're having consecutive days of heavy rainfall, torrential rainfall, that puddles will occur. Can you give a listener a bit of an insight of what they should be doing when they do encounter a big puddle on the road?
Yes, of course. Basically, we advise all residents and visitors in Sharjah to exercise caution during heavy rains. If they encounter any big puddles or any big water accumulation, it's better to avoid driving through it As you know, when it comes to water puddles or accumulations, when you see it, it might not tend to be that deep. So especially when commuters are trying to find shortcuts and they might see water, they might drive through it. But to their surprise, when they drive through it, they will notice that the water was much deeper than they initially anticipated. And this might create some issues to them. This might create some safety issues. And this might also cause their vehicles to start stalling and start to malfunction as a result.
You know, you mentioned that there's about 130 trucks and these water pumps that are clearing the rainwater. My big question is, what happens to all the rainwater that gets collected? Do we drain them somewhere? Are they reused? What happens next?
Yes, when it comes to the rainwater which is accumulated, It's sent back. It is pumped via the networks and pumping stations back to the sea. Because, you know, during that time, we want to clear out the roads as soon as possible to remove any water accumulation. So as a means, the water that is pumped back to the sea. We have various networks and Sharjah and pumping stations. It is pumped back to the sea, basically.
And to anyone out there who's thinking, is it going to be affecting me more than others? I'm based in this part of the Emirate of Sharjah. Could you give us a bit of an insight of which areas are going to be expecting a little bit more rain, the most rain, or the least amount of rain?
Yes, basically, according to the latest meteorological forecast, the areas expected to receive most rain include, of course, the central city district and the lower-lying outskirts. The areas are being closely monitored, and additional resources have been allocated to handle any unexpected situation. But of course, you know, when it comes to forecasts, a wind can change the forecast at any given point of time. But of course, we are ready to adapt accordingly to changes at any given moment.
Okay. And you know, have there been any other measures taking place? Let's say, for example, park closures, because we do know that this is a very normal thing that parks get closed. And, you know, obviously there's more safety measures surrounding that.
Yes. When it comes when there is rain, usually what happens is that we close the parks as a proactive measure. We close the parks just to ensure the safety of everyone who's coming to the park. and you know, to avoid so we are closing the parks, all the parks during the rain.
And are the public able to actually reach out to the municipality and ask questions for themselves? And if so, how would they actually get in contact?
That's a very nice question. And it's a good thing you brought it up, because what happens usually, of course, the daily commuters, they might see something which is unexpected. For example, they might see any water accumulation. They might see, for example, any trees which have fallen as a result of high wind. And of course, they can reach them as party 24 hours to the emergency hotline 993, so they can contact 993 and they can raise the complaints. And of course, our team will send the complaint to the designated department, in which a team from the municipality will be deployed to take the immediate action.
Amazing. And lastly, your word of advice to lots of people out there, because I'm pretty sure quite a few people will be thinking, should I bring my gardeners today? Should I even water my trees, for example, in the garden? How would you describe the situation? Because I know the forecast does say there's more rain until Wednesday evening. But what's your word of advice to people? Because they'll be thinking, oh, there's less rain now. I can drive outside and enjoy this weather.
Yes, exactly that. Exactly. Of course, what I would advise, what you would advise the commuters, is try to limit their commute. Any commute which might not be unnecessary, to try to reduce them. Of course, as we've seen through the news outlets, that the government, especially for the government working, the police are working the government, they're giving them work from afar. In addition to schools, some schools, they have been, or I think if I'm not mistaken, all the schools have been. Now they are learning from afar, from home, and that is all as a means to ensure an ease for them instead of going out. So, of course, we don't recommend people to go out for any unnecessary actions, especially, you know, when there is water accumulation on the roads, unless they have something which is urgent. But other than that, the roads are open. They are more than welcome to go anywhere they need.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mohammed, thank you so much for coming on to the Morning Majlis show today and clearing up all of the questions regarding the ongoing weather conditions.
It's my pleasure. And if you don't mind, I just want to summarize that, you know, Sharjah's team is party, and it is fully prepared to handle any upcoming rain. Our teams are on high alert. We have all the necessary equipment and measurements in place to ensure the minimal disruption to our daily lives. We encourage everyone to stay informed through the official channels, to plan their travel accordingly, and to prioritize safety at all time. And then let us work together to make this rain safe and manageable for everyone. And we hope everyone all the best.
We wish you all the best as well. Engineer Mohammed, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You can catch this discussion as a podcast on our podcast platforms and, of course, on our social media pages, Pulse 95 Radio on Instagram and YouTube as well. And we will be right back as we have more updates surrounding the Emirate of Sharjah.